All right. So I'm one of those kids who are Christian but don't really practice anything. But I was just thinking to myself last night, why am I here being useless, not sharing, not enjoying the Lord? And today, here I am sharing. It is Satan and his little flaming darts throwing them at me conveniently like I'm some big target with a sniper rifle target on my head and a $1 million bounty straight on my face. Yes. But today, since I feel praise, I destroyed his little sniper rifle target. I have my little holy deflection shield, and let us send Satan back to hell where he belongs.
Oh, praise the Lord for the power of prayer. Amen. Okay, so I'm not a church kid. I came into the church life when I was in fourth grade, and my mom and I, we were both saved, and she got baptized within the same year, and I was baptized 2 years later in sixth grade. But it's honestly not about me. It's about my dad. It's a good thing. We've been praying for him since since my mom was baptized, and basically he works in China right now, so he only visits a couple of times, like 3 weeks per year. But every time he comes, it's like really enjoyable until we argue. So a thing, some things you have to know about my dad was that he went to a very prestigious college in China. He is a physics major. He is a lawyer right now, and he's also very stubborn. So you basically can't argue about anything with my dad. So, but the Lord. When we talk about the Lord in the beginning, he didn't want anything to do with it. He basically rejected everything. He didn't argue about it. He's just like, nah, that can't be true. Because, you know, a physics guy thinks that, you know, everything in this world has to make sense. Everything needs to have a law. But the Lord is not a law. He is the reality of life. And so basically every day, well, honestly, I have been lacking praying about my dad. But my mom, every day, she picks up this pickaxe and chips away the stone layer that covered my dad's heart. And slowly, slowly, my dad starts to question the Bible, but not like badly. He just like questions what he doesn't understand. And so we try to answer to the best of our ability. But one day, there's a question, I forgot what, but we just couldn't answer it. And my dad was like, you guys are Christians. You guys are supposed to know the answer. And so he's like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go talk to the brothers in the church. And we're, at first, me and my mom and I felt like really offended. Like, excuse me? but then we realized, wait, he's going to the church. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we came back from the church, and my dad had so many questions. He was overloading us with questions, and basically we had one more argument after the meeting, and he was like, actually, no, I forgot, never mind. But like, but he came back, and we started talking, and he began to open up. He began to believe, and so he got baptized within a month after he went to his first church meeting. Amen!
Amen, saints. We have to trust in the armor of God. Amen. So that we may defeat our pride and the negative elements within us. For they are strongholds within our heart, right? And we have to take on God's armor. We have to pray. We have to praise to God so that he could wash away our pride, wash away all our sin. Purify us so that we can represent him, right? And I have interesting experience with strongholds in my heart, because I had a lot before I came here, right? You know how after the SSOT meetings, you kind of simmer down a little throughout the months, right? And I think that's what a lot of us experience. We have to we just simmer down, right? We don't like stop enjoying the Lord. It's just our enjoyment has gone down to a point that it's like it feels like an obligation to go to church, right? And this is just stresses the importance of your spiritual companions, right? We need companions. And there's been this brother in our church that has been constantly calling me each week, and that has been kind of supporting me throughout these months, so I may be regenerated. So amen, Lord, we need prayer. Amen. We need to praise you, amen, so that we may be regenerated.
Amen. Praise the Lord that he gave us a will.
Amen.
So something I enjoyed this conference was that in this spiritual warfare, a lot of the fighting is just us standing against the world. And so during group time, my serving one used an analogy of like a river. So in a dead log, it doesn't have a will or a life. And so it just goes with the flow of the river. But a fish, it has life. It can go against the tide of the river. And that's like us. We have life. We have a will. And we need to choose to stand against this flow of the world and choose to take up the armor. Lord Jesus, thank you that you gave us a will.
Amen. Something I really enjoyed was from the fourth message. When Brother Ricky said that we all have a sphere of contact, and this made me see just how important each one of us are in the church. And he told us to remember this phrase from Ephesians 6:20, ambassador in a chain. So we're all a part of this church, and we're also all an ambassador of Christ to our various spheres of contact. Like me and Joseph, we have very different environments, and we see different people, and all these different people, we can just dispense Christ to them, and this is how Christ can just spread through our family, our friends, and potentially even our whole school. Amen.
Amen.
Message four, something I really enjoyed was the topic of the shield of faith. And what I'm thinking is, faith is one of the recurring themes, you could say, in these conferences and meetings. And if you look at it, the faith is actually very significant. Like, faith is tied to conscience and perseverance and many other things like strength. So, something I learned from this conference is that we need more faith. So to get more faith, we can just pray to the Lord, give me faith.
Amen.
Amen. So another thing I have learned here is that we should just pray for everyone, even if they aren't saved. Because I used to think that if you share the gospel with someone and they don't listen to you, just let them burn in hell. So, for example, I have this cousin living in Virginia. I just want everyone here like to pray for her. Her name is Hannah, so if she could be saved, that would be quite nice. Praise the Lord.
Amen. So if you... Okay.
Now we have to set the time limit. 1 minute each, and no more for now coming up. Let's see how it goes. Okay, so 1 minute.
A few years ago at this YP meeting, I think it was my first YP meeting, we were talking about how Christ puts us through trials, and like we call it a dungeon where we have no choice but to turn to him. And in this recent message, I learned it's not just that we have no choice but to turn to him, but also so that we learn to praise him.
Amen.
They taught us to pray, Lord, try me but be with me.
Amen.
Amen. So the matter of having a companion is very important, but still I have not been able to find a companion in about 3-4 years because of where I live. So sometimes I get very discouraged because the majority of my friends aren't saved, even though I still talk to them about the word and they might be interested. But there is actually a brother that's actually in here that sometimes he texts me and he just talks to me about the Lord. And I've realized that it's the most moments where I need the Lord. And I've realized, like, Lord, I need you. And I turn to my spirit. And I didn't realize then, but the Lord was showing me that we're standing together. We're fighting together. We're not by ourselves.
Amen.
I really liked the anecdote in one of the messages that say you get offended, and then that's how we can experience the sword, which is the spirit word. And we have a little power, so we can't get over the offense by ourselves. But maybe we just go to bed and we get up, and the next morning we open the Bible and maybe pray, read a verse. And actually, I think this verse is really complementary to the story. It's Psalm 4:4. It says, be angry, yet do not sin. Consider in your heart upon your bed and be silent. And Maybe what we pray read has nothing to do with our situation, but just being in the Word, we're washed, and the sword is there, and that kills our offense.
Amen. Amen. We need spiritual companions. When the brother was speaking about companions, I realized that Satan likes to attack us when we're alone. And I realized that whenever I'm here in Camp Penuel, I never feel him attacking me because I'm always with spiritual companions. And then I tried to compare that to my locality, and the brother was like, it's okay to have companions with older brothers because they have more experience and you can enjoy more. In my locality, I'm one of the few high schoolers, and most of them are college students. But I still enjoy because they have wonderful experiences. So I was just enjoying how we have to have spiritual companions because Satan likes to attack us when we're by ourselves. But if we have companions and we have saints that pray and we spend time with, it's just so much more enjoying.
So when the brother was talking about praising the Lord this morning, the Lord reminded me of a situation. So in my AP class, my teacher went through less than half the curriculum, and the AP test is 1 week after the break. So I was really frustrated and annoyed. So my friend and I, we decided to wake up really early and study for it. And she's also a Christian, so we decided that we would read a verse and pray before we'd study. And so the Lord just reminded me to praise him for this because... the first thing I would do in the morning would be to turn to him instead of thinking about how much I have to study or being stressed out.
I really enjoy this point of praise the Lord for what he doesn't give you. Because, I found that interesting because I have a story. My bad. I was kind of nervous. In school, every time I have English, I get really down because I don't like English. I do the bare minimum for that class because I really do not like the class or the teacher. And she knows that because I've told her before. And so yeah. And one time I prayed I don't know how this happened, but I prayed that there would be a fire drill one day. And literally the moment we step into that class, we hear the fire drill. I'm like, God, you're real. And then, yeah. And then I was like, yes, Lord, please. And then the next day I come in, we have English the next day. And then she says, we have to do double the work. And I'm like, man. So, yeah. So I guess from now on, though, every time I step into the class, I might not say it out loud, but inside I'll be like, praise the Lord that we have English.
Amen. I just really appreciated the importance of our praise to the Lord. And I know sometimes when a lot of us, we pray for things for a really long time, and it just seems like the Lord won't answer our prayers. And I know that I get frustrated a lot. And the first thing that I think of is, why should I praise the Lord in this situation? But point four tells us to just remember one thing. Why not praise? Amen. Amen. If you offer your praise at that moment, God's Spirit will operate in you, open all the doors, and break all the chains. Amen. So it's just so important for us to remember to praise the Lord in everything we do and everywhere we go.
Amen. I really enjoyed how there's how they stress the point of having companions, because I know without my companions, I probably wouldn't be here, or I definitely wouldn't be here, but anything that they do, even the small things, driving me to the gym and just spending time with us, it doesn't have to be reading the Bible or prayer reading. I mean, that's good too, but we could do everything together, and yeah.
When the brother mentioned that we should praise the Lord when we're going through hardships or when we're down, the first thing I thought of was my mom, because she gets mad a lot, and especially at us. So I was like, oh, she should praise the Lord more often. But then I realized that, I realized that I should take advantage of her yelling at me, and I should use that to praise the Lord. Yes. And we should use every situation, whether it's good or bad, to praise the Lord, because that's the highest way to defeat the enemy and win the victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
situation is a storm. So we need to have to go above the storm with God. So in every situation, we should turn to the Lord.
Amen. Saints, we are in a romantic, intimate, and sweet relationship with the Lord, Amen. While also we are being trained as warriors in God's army to fight this spiritual warfare. Amen. So we need to fight and stand with God just by spending time with Him. And by spending, the Lord needs to be real to us through our experiences. That way we are protected through this warfare. So, however, if we're not careful, the enemy would attack us by occupying us with worldly possessions, and we can't let Satan gain ground in us. Right. The more we love the Lord, the more scared the enemy becomes. So we should just give ourselves to the Lord and let Him gain ground in us.
Amen. I also enjoy the aspect of experiencing the Lord, right? Personal time is actually the foundation of our normal Christian living. It's not being in the YP meeting, it's not being even here at the conference, but it's actually spending intimate and personal time with the Lord. This is on our side, but on the corporate side, Ephesians 6 tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Put on. Saints, we need to put on the whole armor of God. What does this imply? This implies our cooperation with His will. See, the armor is already ready. It's available and it's always effective. But it doesn't become real to us unless we put it on as Christ. It is through our personal time, our affectionate relationship, and our experiences that we can carry out the highest service carried out by God's children, which is praising the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for experiencing Christ.
Amen. So my dad left the church life when I was around a little bit before my baptism, and I've asked him why before, because he used to be like the kind of person, we would always go to conferences together with my mom as an entire family, and he was a good Christian, like at that time, he did a lot of services, and so that's why I asked him why did he leave, and you know, till this day, I still haven't gotten a direct answer, and I used to be a lot, like, you know, really bogged down by that answer. It's like, why, you know, why isn't he in the church life anymore? And I think last time I cried when sharing this, but now I feel a little bit different, because I realize that we have the power of will, and we have the power to praise the Lord in all of our situations. Amen. And this war that we're fighting, it's from the heavenlies, and we just need to hold on to our power and our will and keep on praying and praising. Amen.
So I enjoy that, like, when we are regenerating our spirits, right? Our spirits are renewed. But our mind, we're not renewed yet. We need to renew our mind because our mind is the battleground between Satan's world and God's will, right? So Satan will try to take over our mind, but we need to wall up our mind because by doing so, we are kept in God's keeping. Lord, we just want to renew our mind.
Lord, thank you. I can praise you in every situation. Recently, my grandma passed away, so there was just this initial anger. So this anger came from the fact that the Lord didn't preserve her for one more month when my mom could have flew back and see her after 12 years. And my mom also just continued to praise her, which made me angrier because I was just thinking, Lord, she loves you this much. Why didn't you preserve her? But after today, I just felt this peace after I finally opened my mouth and just praised him. Because in this outline, it says, praise comes from pain, suffering, and loss. Even though there's a storm, just praising him brings me above the storm. It transcends every situation. He's not the God of prevention. He is the God of resurrection. He is the great comforter. So Lord, just praise you for what you are and what you're doing.
So I really enjoyed that we have the shield of faith. So as young people, we are always tempted by Satan and even our friends or even our teachers. So my teacher, my bio teacher, once he told us that he is an atheist and like God isn't real and those things, and he gave us like a bunch of evidence for it. And that made me think that as Christians, especially young people, we cannot lose faith in God ever. And we need to keep the shield of faith so that we can quench all of Satan's flaming darts.
Amen. Oh, just praise the Lord, saints. Amen. So this message on praise really struck me, impressed me today, especially this point that praise is the highest work carried out by God's children. Amen. So praise is a work. It is a service. So I'm from the church in Albany, and praise the Lord that next week is our first Lord's Table meeting. And I remember when I heard this news, I asked my mom, like, what's the difference? We already have meetings every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But today, it's really clear to me that the Lord's Table is so important because that is where we praise the Lord. Amen. This is where we praise the Father. And praise is the highest expression of a saint's spiritual life. Amen. Oh, so Lord, just praise the Lord for the body.
And there's two words that I really appreciated in Ephesians 6:16, and that's quench and awe. So the shield of faith doesn't just stop Satan's flaming darts or just block it. It quenches it. And it's not just some of them or most of them, but all of them. So we need to just simply exercise our spirit of faith and declare to the enemy that you've been subdued. Your stings have no effect on us. And that we stand in Christ's resurrection, ascension, and victory. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I thought I knew everything I needed to know about having a proper church life. I got saved when I was a kid, and I got baptized last year, praise the Lord. And so I thought, all right, I'm baptized, I'm good. I just need to sit here and do nothing, and I'll be fine. No, right? Really, this weekend, it really opened my eyes to how serious that this spiritual warfare is, and that just sitting here and just knowing about the Lord is not enough. You know, we need to experience him, like, every day, every moment. And when we experience the Lord more and more, we take a stand. We take a stand in this war against the enemy. And, you know, the more we take a stand, the more the enemy is defeated. And in the end, Christ will be victorious. And, you know, he'll come back and he'll reign for eternity. Amen. Amen.
So what I enjoyed was that praising is something we should just do daily. And I remember a time when I got a D+ on my math test. And I'm like, I'm getting yelled at. My Xbox is gone. Everything's gone. And then on the bus ride and on my walk of shame to my house, I'm just like, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I could just be thankful for everything.
Amen.
And when I got home and I showed my mom, she's like, it's all right. I'm not in the mood to yell at you. Just go upstairs. I'm like, amen.
I just enjoyed that we all have a spirit of power and not of cowardice. We are the key factor in turning this age, and Satan knows this. So he tries to attack us. But when he does this, we just need to exercise our spirit of power and take up the armor of God.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, so I enjoyed the importance of spiritual companions, and I know, like, before I came here, I was like, Sam, are you gonna come with me? And he said, I'll go if you go. And I was like, I'll go if you go. And then I went, and then he came with me. And I know that, like, Satan attacks you when you're alone, and that I don't want to throw you under the bus, but there was another conference, and we both went together, but last minute, Sam left for a homecoming date, and then I also dipped as well. And I know, since I'm up here, I wasn't going to share, and then I saw Richard, he's like waving to me, he's like, oh, come here and share, and like me, Samuel, and Ezra all looking at each other, just like, are we going to share? And then thank you for spiritual companions, because without them, I probably wouldn't be up here right now.
So I just like to share that the Lord's supply of help never runs out. And praise him for this, because if some of you remember, last SSOT, I shared how the Lord answered my prayer to help my friend recover after her accident from, like, getting hit by a van. And this year, on the first day of school, my other friend, he was crossing the street. You know, on the same road, same spot, he got hit. But this time it was by a motorcycle. So when I heard about this, I was just like, oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. So I prayed for his recovery, and I was just like, Lord, just please let him be, like, stay safe. And then, so he actually recovered quite fast, and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise the Lord for second chances. So
We could have 10 more brothers to come here. Only those who haven't shared. Brothers, if you shared already, okay, that's good. Okay, 10 sisters, first 10.
Don't hesitate.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. So, the day before this conference, I was actually really sick, and I was actually like contemplating whether I should go or not. But then I just realized like these are Satan's flaming darts. He was like questioning me if I should actually go, but these doubts in my head are actually just these darts. But thank the Lord that I have companions, because these companions motivated me to come to this conference, because I didn't go to the last one. And I don't know, it's just so motivating to have companions, and thank the Lord that we have God's armor to block these darts.
Praise the Lord for what he does and doesn't give. I have a friend, and she has a lot of Satan's flaming arrows. Her mother is dying of cancer. Her dad's not around. She's paying for college by herself. And I was just thinking, and she doesn't have a love for the Lord. She's actually very angry and like lonely and upset. And after like being here, like I just want her to be like, at the end of the day, a companion of mine. I want her to see that, like, overall and everything, like, everything's going to be okay, and I can't explain everything and why it happens, but make her feel like how I feel, and that everyone here is family.
Amen. I enjoyed the point the brother made about praising the Lord for everything. I'm not even on spring break right now. Like, my spring break was like a month ago or something. So like, I had school and I had kind of work to do. So like, I was like, I had a good reason to stay home, but like, praise the Lord that my dad forced me to come. Because like, I enjoyed it. But we have to praise the Lord for everything.
So Song of Songs 6:4, "You are as beautiful, my love, as Tirzah, as lovely as Jerusalem, as terrible as an army with banners." And I was really touched by this point, because when I think of myself, the first thing I think of is definitely not that I'm beautiful or that I'm lovely as Jerusalem, or definitely not that I'm as terrible as an army with banners. And I was just so touched by loving the Lord. We are terrible and frightening to Satan. And this verse has been such like a blessing to me for the past 2 years, because over the past recently I've been like struggling a lot with how I view myself. Satan has been throwing lots and lots of flaming darts at me, and you know, in those times, like, sometimes I can't think of, like, I'm thinking like, oh, you're not deserving of this, you're not worth it, like, what are you doing that's like accomplishing anything? But this verse is telling me that no, Satan, amen, if I love the Lord, I am beautiful. Amen. I am lovely. Amen. I'm as terrible as an army with banners. Amen. So get behind me. Amen. So praise the Lord.
Amen. I enjoy about praising is the highest work carried out by God's children. Amen. And we could overcome the enemy by saying, praise the Lord. Amen. It's really simple. Amen.
So I used to think that God's jealousy was something like toxic and something to be afraid of, because like what kind of dude doesn't let you think about anything else other than him? Like, that's okay. But now I realize that he willingly gave us like power to choose, and he actually limited his own power so that we could choose him, and that he actually has no intention of like punishing us or making or like putting us down, and that's like Satan's goal, right? So I'm glad that we have the will to choose to praise him. Amen.
Lord, saints, you know, I was just so touched with the fact that, you know, every situation that we go through is just another opportunity for us just to turn to him. You know, so many times, you know, when we're in this world, at least for me, I feel like the world is injecting so many thoughts, right? So many ideas into my mind. But you know, the Lord has given us a will, right? He's given us the will to choose. And so now it's up to us. It's up to us to cooperate with him. You know, if we choose to praise and we choose to, you know, follow the Lord and pursue a relationship with him, right, he will do everything else, right? He's already won the battle. He's already gone through all of this for us. And now it's just us for us. It's just time for us to take up the armor, right? I just appreciate, actually, one of the brothers in my group, he shared a little experience, and he was talking actually about sushi. And so, you know, the first time he was eating sushi, right, prior to heading into the restaurant, he knew, you know, the ingredients. He knew the procedures of making it. But he never really understood or really felt it until he actually ate it, right? And in that same way, we need to have such a genuine relationship with the Lord. We need to pursue the Lord in such a real way, right? It doesn't just end at this conference. I'm just appreciated that, you know, in our daily lives, we can practice this, right? This is something that we can pursue every single day. So Lord, just praise the Lord for everything. Amen.
So recently, I was saved like a year ago. And whenever I come to the YP meetings, I always think that that I would never have as much like faith as everyone else I see around me. And after a while, I started thinking that, why should I even come? They don't really care if I'm there or not. And that I never really felt touched sometimes. Yeah. But at this meeting, I really liked the message that we all are allotted the same amount of faith.
Amen.
So, yeah, like, it doesn't matter, like, because Satan is the one inside me that keeps telling me that you don't matter, and that's not true, because Jesus loves me, Lord loves me, they all love me, and I will get there someday where I can freely express this. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, praise the Lord, saints. So I used to have this thought about praying and turning to the Lord. I used to, you know, turn to the Lord only when the situation was not going to come my way, when it was, you know, going to come out negative. But my mom has been telling me this, although I didn't listen laughably. But like now I realize this from what we discussed this morning about praise being one of the greatest works as being part of the spiritual warfare. You can even, you know, turn to the Lord and pray when the situation is good, when you're happy about something. You don't only have to turn to him when you're sad, when you're not feeling, you know, too good, when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling sick, anything like that. You can pray to him at any time of the day. So, yeah, praise the Lord.
Ephesians 6:13 says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." The evil day is every day, right? We learned that Satan is trying to annihilate us. But then we can, having done all, meaning that we can do all. We can do all these things that have been unfolded through this outline. So I enjoy some small points. You know, like, we can choose God, right? We have the strongest part of our being is our will. We can be with our companions, right? We can put on the whole armor of God with our companions.
Amen.
We can take care of our conscience. By you know, taking the blood, this is our breastplate against the accusations of the enemy, right? And we can, there's so much we can do. And we can praise, right? We can praise the Lord. So I was just, I don't know, like, we can't think that if we're sitting here laid back and relaxed, that we'll be standing in the day when the Lord returns. I have aspiration that everyone in this room will be standing when the Lord returns. So that requires us to stand today.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed the point that God can see things that we don't see. So my personal experience, when I was in around third grade, I had to move. And for me, it was really hard because, you know, all my friends were, I didn't know anyone in the new school or in the new area. So I was really scared and I was really shy. But after the first person I really got friends with, he was part of this church and he brought me here. So I'm very thankful for that. And another thing is that where I live, there's programs for junior high, and you have to like take tests to get in, right? And there's two programs. So there's one that I really want to go to because all my friends are going there. And but on the day of the test, I was really sick. So I didn't do well on the test, and I got into one program, but it was the one that I didn't want to go to. So I was really angry at the Lord for that. I really questioned, you know, why does this happen? And I realized that if I had gone to the program with all my friends, I probably would have just like talked with them. But in the experience where I didn't really know anyone, and I had to really go out and communicate and like talk with people that I didn't know, I think it really helped me mature and love the Lord. So I'm very thankful for that. So praise the Lord that He can see things in situations that we can't see. Amen.
I really enjoyed that. Praising is a matter of victory, right? We have victory. Praise signifies spiritual victory. Whenever we praise, Satan flees. I personally have this experience because about 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you guys ever feel like, you know, a certain situation just controls your mind. And just that's all you can think about. You're sleeping, that's what you're thinking about. You wake up, that's what you think about. I'm at work trying to pray, trying to read the word, but that's all I keep thinking about. So that happened for about a week, that whole week. I just wasn't in the right mind. So it was a really good day, and I was free. And then I didn't know what else to do. I just knew that I had to touch the Lord. So this matter of praising was actually touched by, I think Thanksgiving conference. I can't remember, but one of the conferences. And I remember, okay, all I have to do is, so I grabbed my guitar, just sang some hymns of praise. And then before I knew it, my mind cleared up. And the Lord just renewed my mind. And I was out of that whole situation. So praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus. This conference showed me something really special. So before coming here, I didn't really want to come because my companion, he left during May last year. And I would just stick with him during like all my meetings. But it made me really sad because he wasn't here this time. So I didn't want to come. But the Lord showed me that he is my companion. And that as long as he's there, I can have all the companions around me and the guy behind me. Thank you.
Grow up in the church life. I returned to the church with my parents. I regret not being brought up in the church life. Although I do not know much, I can see God working His Spirit in me.
Amen.
During this conference, this duration at Pennywell, I feel like my spirit and my heart has been opened, as well as my mind.
Amen.
Although I have not been saved yet, this time at Pennywell has changed whatever that made me hesitate. That's it.
Amen.
If you know me, you know that I don't really like people and people don't really like me. But don't worry. The other night, a brother here mentioned League, and I play clearly the superior game, Dota. And that's a game of teamwork. You don't go anywhere alone in Dota. I learned that the hard way, way more times than I'd like to admit. Because in that game, you need companions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's two simple steps to that. Step one, you find someone who you look up to, someone who inspires you, and someone you care about, and you stick to them. This guy is your bread. Butter your bread. And you don't go anywhere without this guy. This guy goes to eat lunch, you're going to eat lunch with him. This guy goes to fill up his water bottle, you're filling up your water bottle with this guy. This guy goes to the bathroom, you wait outside, you don't go in. And most importantly, if this guy goes to the meeting, you're going to the meeting too. And if this guy goes to stand up to talk, you're standing up to talk with him too. And if one day this guy doesn't show up to the meeting, you're dragging him to the meeting. That's your job. Companionship is how we stay standing, and companionship is how we win this war.
Amen. I just really enjoyed the emphasis on the will to choose God and the faith to believe in him and his good heart. And I had this experience a couple months ago where I was applying for summer writing programs, and there was this one writing program that I desperately wanted to get into because it was just a dream writing program and the ultimate way to spend the summer. And because I wanted to get in so much, I knew that the Lord would like touch my heart on how much I was spending my time thinking about it and like working on my applications. So then I didn't want this to cause a rift in between my relationship with God. So then I just prayed to God and I said to him, Lord, I give you this writing program, and if it is in your will, then let me go. And after that, I just felt so at peace, and so I just really enjoyed how all we need to do is just let the Lord come into our heart and just make his home in our heart.
So I was really touched by this point that a brother made, which is, if you say Jesus is Lord, you call upon your spirit. And it made me realize, it really made me appreciate just how readily available Christ has made himself to us if only we take him. And God is not some faraway boss, but he is our companion. He is in us. And as we go off to this spiritual war, we are not going alone, but we are going with the armor of God, with the saints by our sides. Praise the Lord.
I was just reminded that we need to have faith in God's heart and his ability. Not only is the Lord able to do anything, but the Lord's heart is always so good to us. And I just really enjoyed this verse, Hebrews 13:6. So that being of good courage, we say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear. What shall man do to me? Lord, I'm not able, but you're able.
So I just want to thank my companions first for pushing me to go up here. And now I'm up here, I have so much peace. So I would like to talk about prayer and how I just see that a lot of people, their fathers aren't saved yet. And then the Lord just really exposed me. Your father isn't saved either. We should all be praying for our fathers. Lord, I'm so nervous, I'm sorry. We just want to be reminded by the Lord, because I always forget that I need to pray for my father. It's like 2 months, and then I just stop. And 2 months later, I should pick this up again. Like, it's always, for me, intermittent. So we just need the Lord to remind us.
Amen. So during this retreat, I realized something changed within me. Whenever I share, I tend to write something down. I have like a whole script written out. But then lately within this retreat, I realized that I'm more open now. Whenever I feel like going up, I go up. I don't have anything written down. I just let the Lord speak through me. And I think that's one thing that I realized, is that it's important to be emotionally vulnerable. Of course, we are fighting a war, and all we've kind of talked about is putting on this armor, you know, defending ourselves from Satan. But I realized Satan can use this against us. We are wearing this armor. We are strong. We are indestructible. But that only takes you so far, you know? And personally, I have situations or problems where I'm not willing to tell other people because I'm scared of how they react. But I bring it to the church, and they're accepted with open arms. And I think if anybody's going to take anything home from this, is that you can turn to people. You can turn to your companions. And even if you only have one is better than zero. Amen.
Amen. I don't know how many of you were here last year or remember what the conference was last year, but it was like the brothers were mainly mentioning how we should guard our deposit and fan into flame the gift of God. And I was wondering like why the brothers were so passionate about that last year. But in this conference, I realized that we are in a warfare, and that how we need to be ready, and that we need to be ready for this warfare. And that's why that we need to be fan into flame the gift of God that he has given us, and also take him in as our spirit and fill our spirit with him.
So one point that I really enjoyed was that God has already created this armor for us. It's like sitting there waiting to be worn, and we don't have to make it ourselves. It's already made. We just have to take it up and put it on. Because, Saints, I don't know about you, but I'm really lazy. Like, I am very lazy. So, but God has blessed us with this armor. We don't have to do anything extra. We just have to choose Him.
Amen. And praise is a very powerful, you know, praise is the highest expression of a saint's spiritual life. And praise is actually what enables us to display Christ's victory and actually overcome spiritual attacks. So, you know, during my second semester, I participated in a competition where in the past I've done very well at and came very close to the grand prize. So this year I was like, I'm going to get the grand prize, put on my, you know, college, you know, resume, be like, ha, you know, this is why you should pick me. But, you know, the Lord, you know, sovereignly arranged it. I didn't actually get anything from that competition. Initially, you know, I was very down. And, you know, even now, sometimes when I'm alone and, you know, not in spirit, I feel very down because of it. But I just enjoy that, you know, no matter what situation, we can look away to Jesus and praise Him. Amen. Giving song, particularly the first two lines. What will turn our sorrows to joy? Unbounding thanks, unceasing praise. Amen. So no matter what situation we are in, saints, we can always turn to the Lord and praise Him.
Amen. I was really touched by the fact that the armor of God is meant for the whole body. It's meant for the corporate church. So we aren't meant to put on the armor alone. And in order to fight and stand against Satan, we need companions.
Amen. Roman numeral 6, point A reads, the ultimate goal of Satan is to stop all praises to God. Prayer signifies spiritual warfare, but praise signifies spiritual victory. Whenever we praise, Satan flees. Why does Satan flee? It is because God has already won the victory. And when we praise God, we remind Satan that he is already defeated. So, saints, we need to praise God at every moment, at every time, in every situation, because he has won the victory. Praise him!
Likewise, I also enjoy the importance of praise. In the spiritual warfare, we have all these pieces of weaponry and armor to fight. But when we praise him, God also begins to gain ground. In fact, the highest expression of a saint's spiritual life is his praise to God. After this conference, we'll all go back to our daily lives and be exposed to all this pressure and stress. For some of us, we have to go straight back to school. And I feel like in this break, I haven't been able to truly relax because the thought of all these tests coming up is like lingering in my mind. But praise can help us transcend all these turbulent and stormy times. And now I've learned that we should use every opportunity to praise the Lord for everything he does. Amen. Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
All right, so this happened a couple days ago when I tried to like sneak into brother's dorm, and I got deported by brother Aaron. we walked back, right? Cause my dorm's like really far away from their dorm. Like on the way, I was like, brother Aaron, I wanted something to tell you, and he said, yeah, tell me. And I said, like, I don't feel like the same excitement I had before. Like, not like the brothers sitting like the front row. Their hype level's like 9,000, like. Like I don't feel that like as my first SSOT, and he told me that like everybody have like different starting points. Like don't worry about it. Not everybody's the same, and then that really touched me. Amen.
I enjoyed that we have a way to deal with the self. So my school friends know that I have pretty bad FOMO or like fear of missing out. I'll admit I'm really the type to like watch someone's Instagram story and then go in the group chat and be like, oh, look what so-and-so did. Like, we should do this next weekend or something. So I've kind of been carrying around this question, like, how can I give myself to the Lord if there's all these things in the world that I care about? But it was really, I guess, comforting to hear that this isn't like us, but it's the adversary in the self, or even like Satan being expressed in our mind. And we have a way to deal with this adversary, which is the word, and specifically the rhema word, which is the present, instant, living, and personal speaking of the spirit in the word.
Amen. Amen. In the beginning of the school year, I took AP Biology, and I was very excited about it. But actually, one of the first topic was evolution and natural selection. And throughout the course, learning about Darwinism like really changed my point of view in actually life in general. And it convinced me, it was at a point where it convinced me that God did not exist. And it totally changed my lifestyle. And I was really going down a down path. And And I, to be honest, I really never really wanted to come to New York, but I think just coming to New York really changed, it really renewed my mind, I just to say.
So what I'm sharing isn't very something specific from the conference, but I'm just very thankful for this conference itself, because it's been 8 months, I think, since my last conference, and like recently I've been feeling like really down and stuff, and even the meetings weren't, they were sort of more obligatory, more than like going to enjoy the, to like actually enjoy the meetings, but this conference, it really renewed my mind and stuff. Actually, I was sort of worried because like this year, my county spring break is only like four school days off. And I was really worried because I had a lot of homework. I had like to study for an AP test that I didn't start yet. and then I had like a math project due the next week, and I had like a bunch of other stuff. And then so I was just like, really anxious. And but really this conference is like, it brought me peace, and I'm just really thankful. Yeah.
I wanted to tell a story about Brother Alex and companionship. I was falling deeper and deeper into the world, and I really felt alone. And I guess at some point I lost sight of God, and then I found myself, just chilling with Alex like a random day, and he was like, "I've been praying for you." And all of my struggles during that time, I realized that I wasn't alone. And he doesn't know how significant that was for me. But ever since then, I was able to renew my mind. And ever since then, I prayed for him like every day as well.
Okay, so, well, my mind is cleared, but what I really liked was how the armor of, just like the armor in general, it's already made for you, and all you have to do is just pick it up and use it, and like how us just singing and praising, and even just standing up, just shows our commitment to like defeating Satan. Amen. Period.
All right, so one thing that most of us don't do is pray, basically. So we don't pray enough. That's the problem with us, because sometimes we just don't have time to pray, or we just don't feel like praying. Like for me, I most of the time I don't have time, but I just, like, yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying, actually. Wait. Just like what the other brother said, like the armor is right in front of us and we just need to pick it up. Amen. Most of us think we have the armor, but we don't. What we need to do is we have to pray for one another. Amen. So all of us can have the armor. Amen. And the only way we could defeat Satan is by praying.